I don't think anybody likes them. That's for sure. I have a great piece of advice for you. When you're looking at people, and we all look strange with them all on, so I'm doing it right now, just imagine everybody smiling. And it's so much different. It's such a different world. When we're all just, I know, goodness, we're all smiling. That's, it's, we're better just to make that assumption. In our world, in our humanity, we as human beings have a marvelous capacity to ask the question, what if? Especially when things are difficult, when we are afraid or anxious, it's easy, if not almost kind of expected, to want things to be better and then to ask the rational question, how could things have been better? What decisions that were made could have been undone or done differently, both in our own personal lives, but also in our collective lives? I think we see this very easily with discussions over policy and such, that the question, what if, begins to really get into an understanding of why it is the things are the way they are, and a desire to see them differently. When we ask the question, what if, particularly in entertainment, literature and film, that kind of thing, it takes on the quality of what we might call alternative history. And alternative history is often some of the larger questions, such as, you know, what if the British had won the War of Independence? Or what if the Confederacy had won the Civil War? What if Adolf Hitler had never been born? All of these kind of questions are essentially what-if questions that are particularly of a larger quality. They can, at times, even take on a sci-fi quality. So if you think of any of the Back to the Future movies, that all has alternative history, but maybe in much smaller degrees. If this little event were changed here, then what will it do in a person's life years or decades down the road? All of that is alternative history. It even gets a little wacky at times. If you don't believe me, you can Google it. But there is, I believe, a comic and then a movie about Abraham Lincoln as a vampire killer, a vampire hunter. So that is alternative history, but not quite exactly what I'm talking about at the moment. When we ask, when we look at history with this understanding that we can put them together, you know, what if different things had happened, and our anxiety, our fears, our worries, our wonder at why it is that God allows difficult things to happen, we might find ourselves wondering about the alternative history that could have been if Jesus didn't ascend into heaven. If we imagine for a moment what that could have been like, he would have lived forever. He had already died. Death had no power over him. He would be walking amongst us still, and perhaps even being flown from point A to point B, B to C. It might almost be kind of this global phenomenon. We're all waiting for Jesus to come to town. You know, maybe our leaders had done specific things to get Jesus here today. And then with that, all the sick could be cured, all of our anxieties taken away, all of those what-ifs and whys healed, taken care of. Why is it that Jesus ascended? Why is it that he isn't here with us? The ascension is vital. It's not just a happening. It's not just a side celebration. but it's truly the completion of the resurrection. That Jesus died on the cross. Jesus showed us through his death and crucifixion, his burial, that this, our bodies, might need to suffer. Our very being might need to be placed on the cross. That this will die. And that when Jesus rose from the dead, he didn't rise simply in spirit, for when he told Thomas that Thomas could stick his finger into his nail marks, you have to have this to do that. Jesus rose from the dead, body and soul, full, complete, perfect, that his resurrection shows us, leads us to understand that this, all of us, is worthy of the power of the resurrection. But if Jesus stopped there, then it would all be about fixing this. It would all be about going from place to place, having Jesus fix this. And it's important that we look for healing here, understandably. But it's not about simply just making this perfect. That the ascension shows us that Christ desires to bring this, our bodies, all of us, into perfect union with God the Father, to show us the way. If the ascension hadn't happened, there would have been two realities that we would not be able to experience. One is the full call to discipleship, to not just patiently sit back and wait for Jesus to come to town, but to go out and proclaim the gospel to all the nations. And two, the Holy Spirit would not have had an opportunity to come into the world. That Jesus ascended so that the Holy Spirit might come into the world, into our hearts, into our lives. This is the good news. It is showing us that what we have is an opportunity to work together, but that we need to hold this lightly enough to remember that no matter how many what ifs or whys are actually answered, it's not about just fixing this, but it's about following him into eternity. Let us do our part as individuals, as a community, to work in the world, but not to lose sight of where Christ has gone before, showing us our ultimate destination, giving us the reassurance that all of us, our bodies and our souls, are called into an eternity of heaven. This is wonderful news, a challenge and yet a blessing at the same time.